Roses are red, violets are blue, and this is the 90.5 WESA Social Club Podcast. This is Social Club for the weekend of Friday, February 12th, 2016, the weekend of Valentine's Day, a very special day near and dear to the heart of Rachel Carlson of Yale Pittsburgh. My co-host for this program, I, of course, am Josh Rollerson, and we are joined, as we very often are, by Sarah Kovash from the WESA Digital Department. Ladies, how are you?
Good.
Excellent.
Happy preemptive Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's to you.
Valentine's.
Do you guys have all your plans made? Do you do things for Valentine's Day?
Not traditionally. My boyfriend and I are not huge celebrators of Valentine's Day, because we show our love every day of the year.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but we're... So we usually just hang out, but we happen to be going out of town to Conneaut this weekend with some friends who have a cabin.
I hear Conneaut is so romantic and haunted.
I'm curious about that.
Yeah.
So we'll be hanging out. I'll probably spend Valentine's Day in sweatpants.
Okay.
Very nice.
That sounds good. Josh?
Me? Who, me?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I feel like you're desperately...
How long have we known each other, Rachel?
I feel like you're desperately going to ask me off air what...
I'll be like texting you on Saturday afternoon. Oh, crap. Help.
Yeah. That sounds very familiar. Well, you can at least get chocolate from A151, which is delicious chocolate that's handmade truffles by a lovely girl who sells it out of Mon Ami in the Strip, so that's a good place to get some chocolate.
I love that story.
Nice.
Yes, or the Chocolate Mousse, which is in Squirrel Hill. Mm-hmm. It's also sold there as well, and it is a chocolate store. So if you want to support local and support your chocolate habit, those are two really great places to go for Valentine's Day.
Done.
Okay, good. I'm glad I helped you guys out.
Well, that's our show for today.
Oh, no.
Chocolates.
There's so much going on this weekend. It's kind of crazy.
Hold up. What are your plans, Rachel? You evaded the question.
Oh.
Careful deflection there.
So the problem always is that my husband is always scared to surprise me because he says, "You're Miss Yelp. You're the one that knows everything and anything."
I can see that. Yeah, that might be tricky.
Might potentially poo-poo any under 2-star restaurants or something that he would want to make a reservation at, which I have been known to do. So he did suggest something that I thought was very nice in terms of brunch somewhere, which is to be TBD, and going to see the new toys exhibit at the Heinz History Center.
Oh, cool.
Because it opens on Friday. It is toys of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. I think 90s. I might be making that up.
Yeah, that should cover just about anybody of museum-going age, right?
Pretty much. They're going to have an arcade, too, that you can play arcade games in. I mean, it sounds like a pretty awesome exhibit. Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah. And there was a big debate about troll dolls on my Twitter feed earlier this week. I think it's not – it might not be toys of the 90s, and I think that the debate was – trolls are toys of the 90s, which they are not.
No.
Are they of the 80s?
They were, I looked it up on.
There was like
our...
a comeback thing in the 90s, but.
Yes.
Like everything in the 90s was a throwback to the
70s. It was made in.
I didn't know this about trolls, and I feel.
That's what
you're
going
to
learn.
I'm devastated to hear this.
That's what you're going to learn at the History Center, but I looked it up on Wikipedia too, and it was 1959, I think, was when it was introduced.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah.
I thought those were. I feel like I'm.
Sarah's
really
whole worldview
right
is
now.
Just crumbling around.
But look at them. They're so
90s thing.
I feel like they're so super 70s looking almost. You know what I mean?
They are very weird looking. I know for me as a kid, the one that I cherished the most I had, because they have the matching hair and the little belly button
bejeweled.
But I had one that had like a different belly button jewel from its hair color. And for me, that one was very special and unique.
I think that sounds... incredible. I think you should never lose that.
That's great,
that
Sarah.
Luster.
I thought I was going to get a little more when I shared that.
You're all like, so anyway.
Really old toys and mystery brunch.
Yeah.
The plan.
So I think it'll be a good day. I mean, we've been married for a little bit, so it's okay.
You got to keep the magic alive.
We'll keep the magic alive with some arcade games, which I think is totally acceptable.
Nice.
And
okay.
a pre-approved reservation
that I'll be making. Probably I need to be doing soon. And if you need to have something to do this Valentine's Day weekend, we have a plethora of activities. Starting with Friday, we have the In Bed by 10 dance party, the Love Fest edition. This is at the ever popular Spirit Lounge. I came to a In Bed by 10 dance party right at the end of it. So I missed the majority of it, but the music was so good. So I really want to go to another one, or go to the whole one once, because they did it with the tunes.
It's pretty good, but you got to go to the after party at like 10:15.
But the point is to be in bed by 10.
I feel like this joke's probably been made before, but I feel like that could be the perfect dance party for Josh.
Oh, yeah. No, this joke has definitely been made before.
Well, also in the covers.
It's like if it was in bed by 10 a.m.
I'm like borderline narcoleptic, so I in bed by 10 dance party is good for me, too. Yeah.
Well, the good thing is it's only $5, so you guys really are not going to break the bank with that. And then they're also going to be donating money to Assemble, which is an incredible organization that helps kids do – I'm so not explaining this right, but it's an after-school program for
kids. It's
like
a maker thing, right?
Yeah, and they do – I was going to say crafty things that kids and adults like to do. And we do have an after party, though. I did make a joke about it, but actually there is an after party. So the Carnegie Museum of Art is hosting Feast. So as you are listening to this, I don't know if there will be tickets available, but they are bringing in a chef from New Orleans who's going to be doing a multi-course menu at the museum. It's $150 to $125 at the museum to do this dinner. If you don't want to break your bank and tickets may be sold out, they're going to be doing an after party, which is going to be $20 for students, $40 for adults. And the after party is going to be with Pandemic, which is a local crew who hosts a ton of really cool music / dance parties around town. And they're also going to be having some Vietnamese street food. So it's going to be a pretty rockin' party, and I think a dance party at the museum sounds pretty cool.
Heck yeah. Always. I see they have pork and shrimp crepes, which sound amazing.
Yeah, this food sounds really good, to be honest.
And crispy chicken wings.
And I'm all about those wings.
All about them wings.
Plus, you know, you've got, Teddy Roosevelt running around and Owen Wilson with the
I was like, what are you talking about?
Never mind. Don't condescend to me.
Sacagawea, Sacagawea, depending on your preferred pronunciation.
The whole gang.
Flat with the jokes today.
No, it's okay. I never saw the movie. I'm sorry. I like Ben Stiller, though. I do want to mention there's another dance. Freddie is a filled dance party evening. If you want to head over to the Ace, if you've not been to the Ace, they actually just opened the gym, which is the Ace is in the old YMCA building in East Liberty. And the big talked about thing, I think, other than there being an Ace in Pittsburgh, was that they were keeping the gym pretty much as a gym. Mm-hmm. So they have the track up above, the running track, and then they have it's a gym, and they're opening it up to a ballroom space for events, and they're going to be hosting Titletown, which is another awesome organization that does dance music parties around town, and they're doing a soul and funk dance party at the Ace starting at 9 until 2 a.m. I don't know if we'll see Josh out there at 1 a.m. dancing in the gym, but...
Well, since it's still set up like a gym, is it encouraged that you wear... you know, dolphin hem shorts and sweatbands and tank top. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come in straight 80s running gear.
I thought you were going to go with like a middle school dance joke.
Oh, gosh. Like leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Everybody stands on opposite sides of the room. And,
leave room for the Holy
with
Spirit.
Exactly.
Your arms as straight out as possible on each other's shoulders.
Well, speaking of the Holy Spirit, what are you guys denying yourselves in this Lenten season?
Oh,
we were going to talk about this week, right?
We did say we were going
to
do that.
I don't ever give up anything. I think God created things for us to eat.
Yeah. Also, I have absolutely no self-control whatsoever. So it doesn't – I feel like it doesn't matter what I say I'm going to give up. There's no way I can stick to it. I feel like if I really wanted to test myself, I'd say pizza. But I know that's impossible.
That's a tough one.
That's impossible.
That would be a test of strength and wills.
Everything.
She's speechless. She just doesn't even know what to say.
my boyfriend Jim just got a pizza oven. It's in the backyard. A legit pizza oven. So
I think God wants you to have pizza.
I agree.
I think so. I totally agree. A sign.
All right. Well, I totally derailed you there.
It's okay. Well, just one more. One more on Friday. If you need to do something a little bit earlier again, Wiggle Whiskey is hosting a spicy
soiree.
Apology accepted.
It will be from 6 to 8 at the Smallman Street location, and they're going to be doing a ginger-inspired Valentine's Day evening with Brooklyn Brewery. Ginger seems to be a hot item to add to drinks as of late. Obviously, the Moscow Mule has been having a big comeback lately, but there's also a lot of other ginger-inspired drinks.
Not to mention it settles the stomach.
It does.
It's a good after-dinner drink.
If you add alcohol, does it?
I'm sure it cancels out, right?
People drink... What's the after-dinner drink? Aperitif, I think?
Aperitif.
That's supposed to... Aperitif, yeah.
Aperitif.
I can say that one. You can say soiree.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's supposed to, I think, kind of settle the stomach after dinner, no?
Yeah.
Sure, let's go with it.
Okay.
All right.
So you can head to Wiggle Whiskey, and that is all for Friday, if you can believe it. There's probably other things I missed, but those are the awesome things that we promote. On Saturday, we have Crafts and Drafts Pittsburgh Vintage Mixer pop-ups. So if you've never been to Pittsburgh Mixer, it's Vintage Mixer. It's pretty awesome. It's a event that they host twice a year, once in the spring, once in the fall, which is all about vintage wares, which I fully support. And they do pop-up markets throughout the year. And they're doing one at East End Brewing, which, did you guys hear the big announcement about East End?
No.
Which one?
They are moving into the space on 19th Street in the Strip District that formerly was owned by the Mafia.
Oh, right.
What?
Wait, I didn't know about the Mafia part, but that's even cooler.
It used to be Club Ivy, I think, and the Pittsburgh Mafia owned
it. They're clearing the wreckage of the public market, and they're going to stay in the Strip, but they're going to have – are they going to be open every day?
How I read it, and Scott can correct us because I believe he is sometimes a listener, hopefully.
This will be an interesting test. Hello, Scott.
I know, Scott.
If you're hearing this.
That they are – it's going to be food, too. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a restaurant, dare I say, which is something I remember him explicitly saying he did not want to get into.
Would you call it a brew pub?
I would call it a brew pub. Rumor has it that a couple of the partners from Public Market, the food partners, again, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the rumor had it was that Eliza's Oven was also joining him and maybe one other vendor from the Public Market. So I think they're going to be helping our dear friend Scott out with food, but it's going to be obviously much expanded from the East End. And I think, again, the East End is going to be kept as the brewing facility, too, in the actual East End, but adding the 19th Street Strip District one.
Very nice.
Which is very exciting.
So when does that happen? When does it open?
They are hoping for March.
That's soon.
It's soon, but the place inside, so again, this is so weird, but the place opened for 3 weeks and then closed, this place that they're coming into. So it's they seriously remodeled it. It's beautiful inside. And so I think that it's pretty much ready. They would just need to add the kegs, the taps, and maybe add any flair that they want to make it East Endy. But it's a pretty much done building, I think.
Do I recall it has a courtyard area, too?
Yeah, it has this massive courtyard. So it's a great space. I'm really excited for them. But anyway, I digress because on Saturday from 12 to 5, they're going to be doing the vintage pop-up mixer with lots of vintage wares that you can get for your vintage-loving Valentine or for yourself.
But this is at the Mothership, right?
This is at the Mothership on Julius Street in the East End. And you'll be able to check out some pretty awesome crafts as well as drafts at the vintage mixer pop-up. And then we also have on Saturday night, if you enjoy your furry friends.
We do.
Cupids and Canines is going to be at PNC Park. I actually went to this last year and found out how to play. Which one's the one to 21? The
Blackjack?
Game. Yeah, I played Blackjack. It was really fun. I never played before. What'd you say?
I'm not a gambler. I'm like,
Oh, I'm not either. But if it's a non-pressure situation like that, where you get tokens and it goes to a good cause with buying them, they have tons of table games that are set up, and it was a lot of fun to play. So you can obviously help our friends. It's $60 and it's benefiting the Western PA Humane Society. So grab your tickets fast. And it's a great venue too, PNC Park, obviously, which we're looking forward to baseball season soon.
Oh my, I'm very much looking forward to that.
Is it that time already?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I saw on Twitter, the Pirates tweeted the other day that it's still 8 weeks, I think, which I was in my mind thinking it was sooner.
When the groundhog thing happens, does that just speed everything up? Do they start baseball earlier?
That's what I'd like to think.
I thought so.
I mean, it would just make sense, right?
I don't know if Mother Nature looking outside right now wants baseball to happen yet.
This time next week, I'm sure it'll be like 65.
Yeah. Let's hope.
El Nino.
There's also the Undie Run.
The Undie Run.
If you enjoy running and have a lot of self-confidence. and or no shame.
And a pretty lively metabolism, I think, to keep up the body temperature.
I'm always fascinated by undie runs because I would never
do them.
I really admire the people that do them and would like at some point in my life to feel comfortable enough to do it. But it's only 1.5 miles and it starts on the North Shore. And they're also raising money for the Children's Tumor Foundation. If you want to test your boundaries, could be a fun time.
I think I'll stay fully clothed, but it's obviously for a good cause.
I would love to do it actually in one of those t-shirts you buy at the beach that are really long and it has the airbrushed bikini body.
I would like
to go on that because I could feel like I'm kind of participating and still be totally covered up.
Total cheater, but that's okay. And the Pirates home opener is confirmed for April 3rd, which is my birthday. So if anyone wants to buy me birthday Pirates tickets,
nice.
Go for it.
A nice birthday party.
Yeah. So
that's
happy
it.
Valentine's Day weekend, everybody.
Yes, happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's.
Valentine's.
Hey, by the way, we're not going to have time to get into it this week, but I just want to put this on the table.
Okay.
Right? It is Lent. This time of year, normally we talk about where are the places to eat greasy fish.
Uh-huh. Oh.
So that's your homework for next week.
Okay.
There may be something up on the website soon, too, to help with that. So.
Oh, yeah. This is like cross-platform, cross-promotion.
Plus, I plan to do a lot of research, so.
Okay. Right. Well, we'll be ready for you, Josh.
Okay. We'll see you next week, guys.
Thanks.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.